Okay, Chevra. Rolon Yeridea Simon Pei Tes, we're discussing the issues of Hamtan, of waiting between meat and milk. That's the big sugya that we have touched upon. And the machlokas that we focused on last time is the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam as to what's the reason for Hamtana. Again, the traditional understanding of Rashi is that Rashi holds a Hamtana is because it's Moshech Tam, and the Rambam says a Hamtana is because of Basar Shebein Hashinayim. The problem that emerges, and the Prima Gadim alludes to this problem in Sif Katin Aleph of the Mishbitzos, is that how does the Rambam learn the Gemara? You see, the Gemara says that there's a din of Hamtana, and then the Gemara asks a question, Basar bein hashinayim mahu, and the Gemara answers, Habasar odenu bein shinehem, no? And there's a pasuk that Habasar odenu bein shinehem. Now, l'cha'ora, for Rashi, that Gemara is beautiful. Because according to Rashi, what the Gemara is saying is that the din of Hamtana is based on Mashiach's tam. Frek the Gemara, what about the Basar Bein Hashinayim? In other words, Rashi, are you maskim that Basar Bein Hashinayim presents a problem? So to that, the Gemara answers, HaBasar Denu Bein Shinayim. In other words, the answer is Aliba to Rashi, that when the Basar Bein Hashinayim is there, it's considered Basar, and L'cha'ora, that's the Shita of Rashi, that even after Vav Sho'os, you have to remove the Basar Bein Hashinayim. So for Rashi, that Gemara is really beautiful. For the Rambam, the Gemara is really problematic, though. Because according to the Rambam, the Gemara's kasha of Basar Bein Hashinayim Mahu, the Gemara is asking on exactly the reason, right? The Rambam understands that the din of Hamtana is based on Basar Bein Hashinayim. So in fact, the Gemara, what's the din of Basar Bein Hashinayim? The Gemara answers, Basar Bein Hashinayim is Basar. It's like, the whole Gemara is a little strange. So, it could be that Aliba de Rambam, what the Gemara is doing is the Gemara is just clarifying. And the Gemara is saying that Basar Bein Hashinayim is the reason for the din of Hamtana. Right? In other words, the Rambam is kind of... Rashi does this in his Perush on Shas all the time. Rashi telegraphs what will happen later on in the Gemara. And the Rambam is saying that also. The reason for Hamtana is because of Basar Bein Hashinayim. Right? For the Gemara, what's the reason for Hamtana? And for the Gemara, Basar Bein Hashinayim. Right? So... Rambam like told it to us at the beginning, etc., but it really is the point that the Gemara is making. Alternatively, we could say, and I saw in the Megillah Sefer, he quotes this from some of the Achronim, from the Pri Chodesh and others, that maybe the Rambam was going to say, HaBasar Bein Hashinayim is Dino Kibasar, even after Vav Sho'os. The assumption that we have, that after Vav Sho'os, it's not, is in the Rambam, but maybe Achrei Kechol HaKol, the end of the Gemara, it's really going to be a problem. Now, how does the Rambam learn that? How does the Rambam learn? So then what? The Gemara means Toich Vav Shos, of course, that's the whole reason. It's very troubling. This Gemara, basically I'm not saying anything good here. I'm saying that that the Rambam is difficult from the Gemara. That's the Nekuda Rishona that we're trying to make. Fine. The Placine of Katim Deis also raises this issue. And the Placine says something along the lines of what we're trying to say, or what we're not trying to say. The Placine says that the Gemara means to say Basar Bein Hashinayim is considered Basar only Kozman is Bein Hashinayim. Bein Hashinayim means, according to the Placine, that I don't want to eat. When I want to eat again, it's no longer called Basar Bein Hashinayim. Like, Bein Hashinayim means that because in my teeth I have no need to eat another meal. But once the Zman of eating another meal is Higiya, so then it doesn't apply. So, this is the first issue. The next issue, though, that's worth focusing on, is addressed by Reb Feivel in the Badi HaShulchan and Sifkat in Yud Gimel. He says, okay, so the din is that you wait 6 hours, and then the Basar Bein Hashinayim is not considered Basar according to the Rambam. But according to Rashi, the Basar Bein Hashinayim is always considered Basar, right? So let's say, after 6 hours, I go and I take that basar out of my teeth, and that's what it says I'm supposed to do. Right? The Rama writes that you're supposed to imatz a basar ben chinav acha hashat safa nakra la hasira. You have to remove it, and let's say when I remove it, I swallow a teeny bit of that basar. Says Reb Feivel Cohen, he thinks that lo chokul chachamim ben rav lamaat. The rabbis never distinguish between whether I'm eating a lot of meat or I'm eating a little bit of meat. And even if I just swallow a tiny, teeny morsel of meat, I have to wait 6 hours. So this is called messing you over big time. No? You just waited 6 hours, and then you notice there's a teeny bit of meat there, so you take it out, and then, you know, sometimes you're taking stuff out, you end up swallowing it, no? It's not like such a strange concept. Says Reb Feivel Cohen, you have to wait 6 hours from time number two. Wow. No? It's a big chiddush. He writes that thus hafla'a raises this issue. And the hafla'a says that the minhag ha'olam is not to wait after swallowing this little bit of meat. But, Zakt Reb Feivel, what the hafla'a is probably saying, Reb Feivel's like, you know, like what Dr. Salvation speaks about, the difference between didactic tradition and mimetic tradition. Do I have a text-based tradition? Do I have a tradition based on minhag? The Hafla says that the minhag is not like that, but Zakt Reb Feivel, what the Hafla means is that people should change the minhag. They're wrong! So therefore, you should wait 6 hours after swallowing that tiny bit of meat. Now, the Megillah Sefer disagrees with this based on the Ran that's quoted in the Shach Sifkat in Gimel. The Shach quotes the Ran, De'ein ha'shehi avav shos me'osos man shemesiro elama achila. You don't need the hamtana of 6 hours from the time that you remove it. The hamtana is only from the time of achila. Says the Megillah Sefer, what do you think the Ran means? You don't need 6 hours from the time that you remove it? Of course. Why would I have a hava mean that I should need 6 hours from the moment that it leaves my mouth? Elamai, what he means, is at the moment when it leaves my mouth, it is likely that I might swallow a teeny bit, and Zakt the Ran, I still don't need 6 hours from the moment it leaves my mouth. Right? In other words, even though I'm going to swallow a teeny bit, I don't need 6 hours from that point. So the Megillah Sefer is Gufa teaching up the Ran like this. He's teaching up the Ran that Ein Sarach Vav Sha'os Mi May osos man shemi siro elamai achila. Achila means the original eating, not the second eating. That's the way the Megillah Sefer teaches up the Ran. Now I don't know if that's a great teach in the Ran, but let me hear Kibi first.
Is there a difference between swallowing it, like oh I don't want to get rid of it, I'll swallow it, versus like oh I'm gonna remove it, but maybe a small piece, like if I dafka just say you know like oh there's this.
Again, I don't know if it matters whether I swallowed it b'miskavein or shalob b'miskavein, if I accidentally swallow some meat, I'm fleishig. No?
Right, but according to what we're saying in the Megillah Sefer and the Ran, that...
So the Megillah Sefer is saying from the Ran, he doesn't fully explain it, but he says that what the Ran means is that even though I swallow a tiny bit of meat, b'zman shemesiro, I don't have to wait 6 hours from the moment that I swallow it. From that tiny bit of meat. The 6 hours is only from the original achila. And then he proves it from the fact that the Ran holds that you need a kinuach and hadacha between the basar and the between the basar and the gevina. Now kinuach and hadacha, means I chew on some bread, no? Now inevitably when I chew on the bread, what's going to happen is that some of the basar that's on my teeth will come out while I'm chewing on the bread, right? And I'll end up swallowing that basar. If you hold like Reb Feivel Cohen that you need 6 hours from the time of extracting it from your teeth, so then the kinuach itself should be mechayim 6 hours. All of this is found in the Megillas Sefer. I'm not abundantly sure that his take on the Ran is correct. If anything, I would have learned the Ran the opposite way, the way that Reb Feivel is learning the Ran, presumably, that you don't need 6 hours from this man shemasiro, ela me achila. In other words, he's saying, be careful not to swallow anything when you remove that little bit of meat. It happens in Rebelsky's Chuvas. in the Shulchan Halevi, on page Reish Ches. His lashon is, right, after he quotes the Ran that he thinks would indicate that you have to wait 6 hours if you swallow a teeny bit, he writes as follows: Mihu lo mistaber klal shal basar kitantan no bilti ta'im kazeh tzarech lachshol shal hamshachas tam sheyishar b'teich piv. It's not mistaber, a tiny drop of meat. It's going to be hamshachas tam, right? L'dayti in tzarech azeh hanesvav shos mistaber da av la'achar hamtanes gimel shos les b'bliyas davar malas kazeh chshash shal hamshachas tam l'chayre gam apachos miseh ava ini rotzeh l'achriya. In other words, he's saying that at some point, the meat that's between your teeth loses its meatness insofar as Hamshachas Tam is considered. But he doesn't know how long that amount of time is. So Rebelsky is also willing to be Mako, but unlike the Megillah Sefer, who's trying to be Mako based on what he thinks is the Mashmos of the Ran, Rebelsky is saying the Mashmos of the Ran is like Reb Fivel Cohen, that you have to wait from that tiny bit. But he says it's not mustaber that you should have to wait because it's bilti ta'im klal. There's no hamshachas tam. No? The whole thing really requires a lot of thought. I don't know. I don't fully understand the svar lahakel, but I do think that if the hafla'a says that the minikol eilon is to be mekol, the hafla'a is not saying that we should change the minik. The hafla'a is saying, keep the minhag. Maybe we'll talk about this more in a few minutes. Yes, sir, y'all.
What are we saying that, the Rebels is saying that, according to the Rambam, there's no reason to wait for that
to be it's all. Only out to Rashi.
Even Rashi is saying there's no hamshastam.
Correct, but how do I know that there's no hamshastam? It's a tiny bit of meat. My guess would be that if I'd have a million of these tiny pieces of meat and it would be the same size as a geshmaka steak, it would have time.
Well, it's also it's in the mass been digested, I think. You would think there's some sort of...
But is there digestion in the mouth of meat?
Maybe according to the Rambam,
I mean, we said that. Maybe according to the Rambam, after 6 hours is digestion, not according to Rashi, right? Yes, sir.
I don't think there's a riot of this, but I think it could be a middle ground. It's still like a state of buffer, but still
doesn't have
the same
force
as a normal
buffer.
It's sitting in your mouth, the enzymes or whatever breaking it down a little bit. There's no riot of that. That's how I learned this shot.
Okay.
What? That's how I learned the Ram in the shots. Like, he's not saying that if you would have swallowed it, you would have been your meat. It's like, kind of, you're still all nice and still eating it together might be a problem.
Maybe. It's just very hard to know exactly what to do about this. Now, there's another diuk, though, that we could have from this Ran, which is the Dagomer Vavas diuk. Again, the Ran says that you don't have to wait 6 hours from the moment that you remove the meat. You wait 6 hours from the Zman of Achila. No? Zuck the Dagomer Vava. Oh! I wait 6 hours from the Zman of Achila from the time that I ate the meat. I don't have to wait 6 hours from the Zman of Birchas HaMazon. Right? He's saying the Zman of 6 hours is from Achilas HaBasar. This is against the Aruch HaShulchan, no? The Aruch HaShulchan is medayik from the Lashon HaGemara that you wait bein Se'uda l'Se'uda. Right? Bein Se'uda l'Se'uda is what the Aruch HaShulchan means. When does the Se'uda end? At Birchas HaMazon! So the Aruch HaShulchan holds that you have to wait from benching. No? A traditional Orthodox practice is that at some point on Shabbos afternoon you ask, when did we finish lunch? Because you want to be able to have ice cream, let's say, for Shalosh Shabbos. Now, it's a very old minig that goes back, you know, I'll call upon them during the summer months. Is it very correct? Am I the only one who has this minig? To have ice cream at Shalosh Shabbos? A milkshake Shalosh Shabbos with ice cream? So you ask, when did we finish lunch? So that's what Chayre, the wrong question. Because the minhag ha'olam is that you bring out the chalent. Right? Usually you're very hungry at being a Shabbos lunch. So you bring the chalent and the meat very quickly. Then you finish the meat, no? And then you're sitting shmooze. Then after the shmoozing is almost done, you bring out dessert, no? And then you bench usually an hour or so after you finish eating the meat, correct? So l'cha'ora, For the Arach HaShulchan, you have to wait from the end of the meal. The Dogam Revov is being medayik from the Ran, that you have to only wait from the time of the bus. So the Minhag Olam is that we ask the question the Arach HaShulchan's way, but L'cha'ira, you should ask the question the other way, when did we finish Fleishiks? No? Reb Fivel Cohen in the Bade notes on page Nun, he notes that he thinks the Arach HaShulchan is against a different Ran. The Ran in Sifkatin Hay quotes from the Maharshal that even if you wait all day, if there's no Silek Ubirech, you are not allowed to eat cheese, let's say. Right? If you ate meat, even if you're waiting all day, Zak the Maharshal, you still need Silek Ubirech. Now, L'cha'ora, what the Maharshal means to say is that even though 6 hours, Naniach, have passed from after I ate the meat, if I didn't bench, I can't eat cheese yet. But if I did bench, I can eat cheese right away. Right? That's L'cha'ora, what it's getting at, and this Arach HaShulchan think is very difficult. Again, Reb Fivel on the Biurim on page Nun makes exactly this point based on that Shach Sif Katan Hay in the name of the Maharshal. Good? Let's go weiter. How long do you wait being Basar Megavina? So Taisvis writes on Daf Kuf Hay that really, all you need, Zoktaisis, is that you finish the meal and you bench and you move on to the next thing. Siluk Ubirech, according to Tosis, is sufficient. You don't really need any amount of time. That's called Bein Se'uda L'Se'uda. Even though, Zoktaisis, sometimes Bein Se'uda L'Se'uda is more than that, but low plug. Now, this is a tremendous chiddush in Taisus, no? Usually a low plug is a chumrah. Right? What does light plug mean? What's a good case of a light plug? I don't know. I'm blanking. But the standard case of a low plug is a chumrah, correct? We're not sure. Lahak or lahachmir? Low plug will go lahachmir. Tosis over here is saying low plug, lahakel. That since the Zman, Bein Suda L'Suda, could be a huge amount of time or a short amount of time, Loi Plug will choose a shorter amount of time. Right? I don't think this is the standard type of low plug.
Low plug is not really a
stopping? I mean, low plug, I need a shear. I need an absolute shear, Bein Suda L'Suda. For some people, it's longer, some people it's shorter. Loi Plug says we'll use the shorter time. That's considered Bein Suda L'Suda, no? We need... Right here, the Gemara says in Pesachim that I shouldn't make Srikin Hamatsuyarin for Pesach. I shouldn't make matzah with like lots of designs on it, because making the design will take a lot of time and it might come with the chimutz. In fact, the Gemara, what about the people who have special cookie cutters and they can make a design on their mats in a very short amount of time? Zakti Gemara, no, Yom Rukas Srikin Asurin, the Srike Baisis Mutarin, we can't do that, no? And therefore, what did they say? Therefore, they said everything is Asur, even, right, Baisis is Asur. Even the person who can do it in a short amount of time is going to be Asur because it's a light plug. And light plug usually means lahachmir. But over here, Tosis is saying low plug lahakel. That is a big chiddush of Tosis. That's Nakuda 1 within Tosis. Right now what we're trying to do is to go through the different sheetahs that I found in Poskim and analyze them a bit. So Tosis says you don't need any hamtana. By the way, the Rif also says that there's a din of hamtana. He doesn't tell me how long it is. It's almost like Tosefa Shabbos, no? Tosefa Shabbos, Tosis writes that there's a Zman for Tosefas, but we don't know what it is, correct? There's some Zman. How much? I don't know. Right? The Rif is saying something along those lines in terms of hamtana bein basar v'chalav. Taisus is saying that any amount of hamtana is good because it's a low plug l'hakel. Now, l'chora, when you think about Taisus, though, it's a little bit difficult. We have two different reasons why there's hamtana. Either it's because of hamshachas tam, or it's because of it's because of basar bein hashinayim. Lecha ora, both reasons are not accounted for if I ate a minute ago. No? According to Taisus, the amount of hamtana is 1 minute. Right? See like ubirich. Chick chak boom. End. But there still is going to be hamshachas tam. There still is going to be basar bein hashinayim. How could we make all on this? So lecha ora, that's what Taisus means with the low plug. Right, and this is a point that Reb Feivel makes in the Badei Shulchan page Nun Gimel. Let's just say it like this. Reb Feivel quotes in the Torah Chayim that maybe Taisus does not hold of the reason of Basar Bein Hashinayim or the reason of Hamshach Hastam. The fact that Taisus tells me that what? That Silek Ubirich is enough. That indicates I don't need any time. There's no time at all. And both reasons of Hamshachas Tam and the reason of Basar Bein Hashinayim, both reasons are incorrect. And Tosis is holding of a third reason in Gansen, a reason called Heker. All you need is some Heker Bein Basar Legevinu. Just need some Heker. That's it. Adkan. And it has nothing to do with the reason of Rashi or the reason of the Rambam. That's what Teres Chaim says. Reb Feivel says he really does not like this Teres Chaim at all. Because if you need a heker, bein basar v'chalav, so it's very similar to what we saw in Simin Peches, the din of a heker. And then the din should be true, even achal gavino lo yochal basar acharav, I just see like ubirech. And according to Taisus, that's not true. Because it's different. Like basar achar kach gavino, gavino achar kach basar. Understood, but the idea is that if there's a requirement for heker, so then gavina, like after basar and basar after gavina, should be the same. I should need a heker for both. Why would esas varayesh that there's only a heker needed one way? If it's atzham shachas tam or basar bein hashinayim, I could say that those swords maybe only go one way, but the svar of heker should go both ways. So the Bible thinks he think that the Teres Chaim's idea of heker is not the correct svara. And the real reason is the loy plug. In other words, hasvara, most often, people who eat basar don't eat gavina right after because they are full. No? And most often, since I'm full, I'm not going to eat for a while, so the amount of time that I'm going to wait will be enough time to, the amount of time I wait until I'm hungry again, will be enough time to avoid Mashiach's tam. And to avoid basar bein hashinayim. The only thing is that in a situation when it doesn't work, Chazal said, "Don't worry about it." Light plug, lahakel. Since the only iser over here is d'rabbanan, so Chazal said, "I'm not worried about the iser b'd'rabbanan in most cases because there's no hamshachas tam, there's no basar bein hashinayim after X number of hours. Let's say 6 hours have passed." In this one extreme case where there still is hamshachas tam, so Chazal say, you know what, the whole iser is in this d'rabbanan, I'm not worried. Rosen's why.
Can you just say that Tosfos felt that he knew I'm going to talk gets rid of tam and gets the tikkuniyagurti?
Gets rid of tam? Why would. I mean, Rashi's washing this at tam, so that's inosarvikino or something, no?
That's because he understands the kumar not Tosfos.
No, well,
like you're being a tam anyway. Why can't you say that being tosus all day?
I mean, I would say like this. I would say that hachush machesh, that just chewing some bland bread doesn't get rid of the tam basar. Einenu haro'os, that if there's tam, the hamshachas tam continues even after I chew bread.
If you understand Rashi, it's like coming up from the adjustment. We can talk about the mouth.
Okay, I mean, the standard approach within Rashi is the mouth. Like, we said this fancy shtickle tayra from the Megillah Sefer.
Maybe you could say that when you chew, it gets to eat something else.
Again, it's all possible. I don't think it's reasonable. I don't think it's the most likely reasonable explanation. With who? Okay. Okay, I mean, it certainly is possible. I don't know. Okay. So far we have the shear of no shear, right? Best shear is no shear. Then the next shear is the shear of an hour. The Rama writes that this is the minog hapashot. B'medino se lo ham tenach achilas basar, 1 hour. No? So the Rama says. This is still the minog in Holland, correct? They wait 1 hour. There's a machlok shach and taz, whether this hamton of an hour is me'ikar hadin or is it a chumra. The taz writes, he quotes in the Maharaj, that Rabim Osim Pshara lahamtin sha'achas achasudas basar. They make a pshara. Pshara means, l'chari, that they're compromising. Right? How long do you have to wait? Some say no amount of time. Some say 6 hours. I'll make a pshara, we'll split it down the middle. Now, it's not really down the middle, no? Down the middle would be 3 hours, l'chari, no? But a pshara, in this sense, is a compromise. By the way, you see that pshara does not have to be even. Right? Rav Soloveitchik always used to quote that, like, the silly dayanim who try to make a pshara and say, Reuven is demanding $1,000 from Shimon. Shimon says, you'll know nothing. So the silly dayanim say, you'll owe $500. And that's not the way pshara works in Chosh and Mishpat. Pshara in Chosh and Mishpat is supposed to be that they paskin based on svaras of equity rather than din svaras. Right? So as of equity, with Zalman Nechemya's example, Zalman Nechemya Goldberg Shlita's example is that, you know, the Gemara says that Grum ben Nezakin is Pater, Aval Aser. So in the situation of Pshara, Bezen Kapaskin, that you have to pay for Grum, no? Because there's a halachic Svara that you should be Chayiv, that's why it's Aser. But Pshara does not mean you split it down the middle. And the Taz over here is saying Pshara, right? Not that you split down the middle, but 1 hour is stamas on your chumra unto the ikar hadin, the chumra more than the ikar hadin, the ikar hadin of sila kubirach of taisus. We extend it a little bit and say 1 hour. That's the taz. Therefore, the taz tainas that you have to do some sort of kinuach and hadacha. Dabar Pashal, the end of the Ice Bays. You know, Bakula Zula, Hampton Shah Achas, you need Kinuach and Hadacha. Shach in Os Zayin says that if you wait 1 hour, you do not need Kinuach and Hadacha. You get the impression that the Shach and the Taz are disagreeing about a fundamental thing. You see, whenever there's a real din of Hamtana, a Hamtana that's based on the Shita Me'ikar Hadin, you don't need Kinuach and Hadacha. But if the ikar hadin is that you don't have to wait at all, like Taisa says, so then the hour that comes up is a chumra on top of that ikar hadin. So I'm going to say that you still need kinuach and hadacha. But if I know that 1 hour is an ikar hadin on its own, so then one could argue that I do not need kinuach and hadacha. The shach probably holds that 1 hour is the ikar hadin on its own. And the makar for that ikar hadin of 1 hour is the Zohar. And in fact, the Shach quotes the Zohar. But nowhere do I see in the Taz that he quotes the Zohar. That means what the Taz is telling me is that 1 hour is not an ikar hadin cheshbon, no? The ikar hadin is sila kubirich, and 1 hour is a chumra. Oh! If it's a chumra unto the ikar, you still have to keep the ikar hadin of kinuach and hadacha. But the shach holds that you don't need kinuach and hadacha because there's a real makor neman in classical sources, a makor called the Zohar. That is why the shach says you do not need kinuach and hadacha. So far we have the shear of no time, the shear of 1 hour. The next shear that's quoted in some poskim is a shear of 3 hours. Very hard to know where this comes from. Reb Usher Weiss has a tshuva in his tshuvas Minchas Usher, Simin Membeis, I believe. Reb Usher Weiss quotes that it comes from a Sefer Seder Hayom. Okay, the Seder Hayom was like a Seder Hayom book. Then Reb Usher writes, some people say it comes from Rabbeinu Yerucham in the Sefer Issur V'Hetzer Shalai, and in the Miluim in the Badei HaShulchan. The Badei HaShulchan in the Pnim writes, I don't know Makar for this din. But in the Miluim in the back of the newer editions, my Badei HaShulchan is too old, so I don't have the Miluim here. But in the Miluim in the Badei HaShulchan, he says, it comes from Rabbeinu Yerucham in the Issur V'Hetzer Shalai. And Reb Feivel quotes the Lashon of the Rabbeinu Yerucham. He points out the Lashon is a little mevulbal, and he has like a little question mark in the middle of the Lashon. No? You saw that? It's like, I don't know how to read this, but that's what Rabbeinu Yerucham is saying. That 3 hours, and maybe that's the Makar. And he writes that like some Tamidei Chachamim pointed this out to him. So Reb Usher Weiss says, yeah, basically you're telling me that it's based on this Rabbeinu Yerucham, and the Rabbeinu Yerucham is Mevul Baal, and Rabbeinu Yerucham, says Reb Usher Weiss, contradicts himself. Because if you look in the real Rabbeinu Yerucham of Rabbeinu Yerucham, he says you have to wait 6 hours. Therefore, says Reb Usher Weiss, this is all a mistake. There's no real source in the Rabbeinu Yerucham to wait 3 hours. How do you get 3 hours? Upshara. By the way, do we do this? Do I have minhagim that are upshara between two different shitos? Many people tell you that that's the pshat in our practice, that we have our mezuzahs on a slant, no? There's Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam in Menachos. Is the mezuzah supposed to be up? Or is the mezuzah supposed to be this way? Right? What's more bakavadik for tefillin? Right? Do the parshas of tefillin go in the batim up or this way? Right? It's a machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. So some say that there is a pshara that we do, that we try to have a little bit up, a little bit this way, hence we put the mezuzah on the 45 degree angle. No? For some reason our Sifrei Torah are not kept on the 45 degree angle. No? We keep our Sifrei Torah straight up. Our tefillin are not enough. It's the same, I think, as Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. By Torah, mezuzah, tefillin, all of them. Fine. If you look, and I'm not recommending that you look, but in Professor Sperber's he has 8 volumes of Minhagei Yisrael. So volume 1, he has an essay about Pshoret and Minhagim, whether you can have a minhag that's a compromise between other shitas and minhagim. He spends a lot of time about the mezuzah issue. He thinks that the mezuzah is on a slant, not as a pshar between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, but because you're passing like other shitas. Okay, Zuzayin. But you see over here that there is a concept, the Taz is saying that, and maybe the Rabbeinu, the Taz is saying that, and maybe the Yekesh Minhag of waiting 3 hours is based on some sort of pshara between the two different minhagim. It could be it's based on something totally different, though. It could be it's based, and I heard this years ago, but I didn't see it anywhere. It could be it's based on the fact that maybe Germans ate more meals than normal people. Right? We eat 3 meals a day. Maybe they ate 5 meals a day. Okay? If they ate 5 meals a day, so you have around 3 hours between the meals. Kenzine, I don't know. The most reasonable mahalach for 3 hours, and if you look in the Darkei Tshuva, nice book, he has this, is that the 3 hours is based on the pre-chadash. The pre-chadash is quoted here in the Bar Hetiv and in the Primagodim, etc., and elsewhere. The pre-chadash says that the zman of 6 hours is not what we call shalos shavos, but it's 6 hours of shalos zmanios. If it's 6 hours of shalos zmanios, so if you live in certain countries of the world, it could be that 6 hours of shalos zmanios equals 3 hours of shalos shavos. It's possible. It's possible that's the makar for the minhag, although I have to admit, it is a little bit difficult. It happens that this daya of the pre-chadash, of shalos zmanios, is not completely rejected on our daf of Shulchan Aruch. There's a discussion in the Pesachei Tshuva, he quotes in Eis Gimel from the Chassam Sofer about a chole who has to drink meimei cholov. Let's say you have a condition that you have to drink some milk in order to have a refuah shleima. So even if you're only a cholek tzas, which sounds like it's a meichush, so all you need is 1 hour. Right? That's what the Chassam Sofer says. You only need 1 hour. In the Badei HaShulchan, in the Siyun of Osnun Hei, he said, for a chole, you should wait 1 hour, because apparently that's the Ikar HaDin. Again, which itself is totally Machlokes Shach and Taz, something we pointed out before, is 1 hour me Ikar HaDin, or is the Ikar HaDin like Taisus of Silek Ubirich? Okay? But Reb Fadlis says you should wait 1 hour, unless it's really difficult, in which case you could rely on the other Shita. But you should wait 1 hour, and you still need Kinuach Hadacha and Tilas Yadayim. You go to the Chacham HaSofer that you need the Tilas Yadayim also for your Chola. Okay, so Zayin. Where the Tilas Yadayim comes from is interesting. It's like a takeoff of Basar Achar Gavina. But those seem to be the details in terms of that. Comes from the Yad Ephraim on the page of Shulchan Aruch. And the Yad Ephraim says, if you're a chola, so then you do not have to wait a full 6 hours, but you have to fear yourself like the pre-chodesh is 6 hours. No? You need 6 hours, I'll go punish Shal Zmanios. No? In other words, the day of Shal Zmanios does not seem to be completely rejected. Now, let's say you're a Yadav. Let's say you're a Jew who comes from German extraction. I know of at least one in this year who comes from German extraction. So you look every day and you open the shach, and the shach writes, Kol mi shigesh bo reyach Torah. Should wait 6 hours, no? I always imagine that reyach Torah probably doesn't smell that pleasant. It's probably like not the most pleasant locker room smell. But whatever. Someone who has reyach Torah should wait 6 hours. That's what it says in the shach. Does that mean that the Yekkes should change their practice? Now, if the Makar of the Yekkes HaMinig is the Pre-Chadash, there's no stira between Sheish Sha'os and the Yekkes HaMinig. Because they're wearing 6 hours of Zmanios, no? But if you want some Pshara, so maybe they should change their Minhag. Rav Shechter always quotes that Rav Schwab used to teach Yeridaya here in the Yeshiva, in the Breuer's Yeshiva. No, Rav Shab did not teach Yerideya. Rav Shab was the Rav. I don't remember who taught Yerideya. Rav Shab was the Rav. And whenever Rav Shab would speak to the Smicha students here in KAJ, he would tell them you should wait 6 hours. Then they'd go home to their parents and say the Rav said you should wait 6 hours, and the parents got very upset, no? That's what Rav Shab learned in the Mir in Europe. He learned in regular Eastern European yeshivas. So even though by birth he was a Yakka, but he had a Masorah psak based on the Mir, and he would tell the boys to wait a normal 6 hours. If you look in that Pisrei Tshuvas book that I have, he quotes that Reb Pfeiffer in his Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that Yekkes should change their minhag and wait 6 hours, not 3 hours. But then he quotes that Rav Shach, right, not the Shach, Rav Shach said that they could keep their minhag of 3 hours. It's like yesh al mi lesmoch. Now, the next sheet of how long to wait is the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam writes kimo sheish shavos in Rav Abadi's Tshuvas. He quotes that Rav Aaron Cutler said kimo sheish shavos means not a complete 6 hours. Now, Rav Asher Weiss deals with this in his Tshuvas also. There's another Rambam, and he uses the lashon of Kimo, right? The Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah. In Hilchos Chanukah, the Rambam writes that the neighbors should burn Kimo Chatzi Shah of a Yaiser. Right? More than half an hour. You get an impression from here, from this Rambam, he's only saying Kimo Shishah, so he means less than 6 hours. And there's a Mi'iri who sounds that way, and there is a certain tradition to that effect. And Fidel Cohen says that it's definitely ruined because the Mechaber and Ramah passed in Sheish Sha'os, they don't give me Kimo Sheish Sha'os, you have to complete 6 hours. Now, where would this Cheshbon of Kimo Sheish Sha'os come from? So, there are two ways of understanding it. One way of understanding it is that it's simply an acknowledgement of the fact that they didn't have wristwatches. We know what time it is, no? You see, we know Shabbos begins exactly at 7:03, no? A long time ago, before people had precise time, so you don't know exactly when things begin. So K'may Shei Shais, the Rambam was telling me, you think it's about 6 hours, it's about 6 hours. You don't have to wait to actually Yetzei HaSafek Milibo. That could be the pshat in the Rambam. And if that's the case, the Rambam was taking the stand on the machlokas between the Yad Yehuda and the Yosef Das, as to whether I treat the Zman of Shei Shais like it's a Dover Shei Yetzei L'Matirin, that the Safek is L'Hachmir. If I'm not sure if 6 hours have elapsed, can I be Mako on that? No? Subject to Rabban Lahakam. What's a Dovah Shei Yetzei L'Matirin? Maybe a little bit longer. Maybe it's not a Dovah Shei Yetzei L'Matirin based on that slach that the Piskei Tshuva quotes in Kuf Beis of Katan Vav, but okay, Yesh Lahim. The Bible has a small essay about this in the Bali on page Nun Beis, I think. But maybe the Rabban means, Kemoshe shows that you don't have to wait a complete 6 hours. But maybe Kimoshe Shas is based on more of a halakhic makar. The Lecha Mishnah writes on that Rambam that the source of 6 hours is because Su'udas Talmidei Chachamim is Bivav Shais. No? The Talmud Chacham would wake up in the morning with Davin and then there would be Yoshev Bedin until Chatzos. No? If you Yoshev Bedin until Chatzos, that means that you're going to eat after Chatzos. But the next meal that they ate, the Gemara Ginga Bracha says, was before dark. So that means that they have less than 6 hours between the two meals. So that's the Kemosh Shos, so the Rambam. But this only makes sense if you have the Rambam's text, that the Talmud Chacham would sit in din until Chatzos Mamish. The Sma writes in Chosha Mishpat Simen Hay, that the Talmud Chacham would sit in din ad Somach Chatzos. No? The Dogomir Vava points all this out over here. Like, the Sma would say that they would sit in din ad Somach Chatzos. If they sing until Somach Chatzos, that means that you're going to have a complete 6 hours because they're going to start eating before Chatzos. So that's the Shita of Kimoshe Shaos, etc. Nafkaminas between this that come up in terms of what's the Ikar Hadin. So we mentioned that's probably not a Dovah Shei Yetzei L'Matirin because the Ikar Hadin is that you don't need a full hamton of 6 hours. Also, let's say I'm Fleishik and I make a brach on a piece of cheese. I make a brach on a cup of coffee. Then I remember, oy vey, I'm Fleishik, what do I do? Am I allowed to take sip? There's also a Biurim in the Bali HaShulchan about this. But it would seem, and Rabelski makes this point, that for asparity, you have to wait 6 hours to make Ikar Hadin. And therefore, for asparity, you should not be able to take a sip of the coffee. Even so, Ayin Chuvas Yechava Das Chayot Dalad Simen Mem Aleph for Chacham Avad Yosef Zechon L'Vracha Paskind, that even for asparity, the Ikar Hadin is like Taisvis. Okay, a lot more to say about this in Judaism. We should dive in Mincha very quick.